Hi, you are listening to Scan.org. This is an independent grassroots radio program. It is produced from Mount Down Under, Eastern Australia, and it's free for non-for-profit purposes everywhere. My name is Martin, and I'd like to present today Koa Winsong and Willie Brim talking about Bulwai Country. That is around Davis Creek, just inland off Cairns in North Queensland. The audio is provided as courtesy of Koa's latest DVD. For getting the DVD, further info and video samples, visit www.bushtucker.ws. I hope the involvement of Aboriginal teachers and grassroots media help to break the racial divide in this country and care better for the environment.
Now, my name's Koa Winsong, and I've lived very close to the earth most of my life. It's only been a very short period of time where I was taken away to uni and so on and so forth that I haven't been living very close to the earth in a really simple manner. I've been in Australia 12 years, and in that time I've gone into the archives of the first settlers and read what they observed and wrote down about the Aboriginal culture. I spent 90% of my time in the bush by myself doing this, living like this, and trying to regain and remember that knowledge, that ancient knowledge.
Koa, I'd like to say welcome to my land. This is Bulwai Country, and I appreciate your knowledge on and the sharing that you do with people. And that's much the same as the way Aboriginal people treated their daily lives. And while you're out here on Bulwai land, or at Davies Creek area, there are lots of other things beside the plants and the knowledge about plants, which coexisted in our culture as well. You're in a really, really rich, culturally diverse area here, where we have the richness of our plants, the environment, and then because my people, the Bulwai people, occupied this land here before, we left our footprints and our fingerprints behind here as well through our cultural practices.
Every chance I got, I'd go into the libraries and pore over all the Bushtucker books and any kind of book that had anything to do with how the Aboriginal people lived here. And also the first settlers. There's a lot of the plants here now are introduced plants, and I've actually incorporated those plants into my knowledge, because most of them we're never going to get rid of. They're here, and they're going to stay here.
The modern day saying is, "You are what you eat." Mm-hmm. Well, what were the Aboriginal people? And you know, sort of length of time. Just imagine you eating all this stuff that's coming fresh from these trees. You are what you eat. So you live long like a tree too, you know. On the land of Australia, when you look right across the length and breadth, they were like us.
Thin.
Built for the land.
Yeah.
You know, and
Strong,
fit people. And that's the thing that has to come back somewhat, because if we don't take a look at who we were and where we came from, the chances of us surviving in the future are very slim.
That's right.
You know, so we've got to really take a step back, which I've done, to enable me to step forward.
The edibility test is really important knowledge to have in these days, because so much of the knowledge has been lost. And when you keep coming across plants that are very common in your environment, you need to know if they're edible or not. So you can put it to this test, and that'll tell you. This is a universal test. You only test one part of the plant at a time. So that's either the flower, the bud, the seed, the bark, the root, just one part of the plant at a time. You take that plant, like let's say we're going to test the flower, and we take the flower and crush it and rub it into our wrist, on the inside of our wrist. Wait 15 minutes. If there's no itching and burning, then take it to the second part of the test, which is underneath the arm, very sensitive place of the body. If it doesn't itch or burn, then you're ready to take it to the next part of the test, which is just under the lip. So you crush the flower again, whatever part of the plant you're testing, rub it underneath your lip. So there was no reaction, so I'm going to put it on my tongue now. Take it out. Wait 15 minutes. Okay, we waited 15 minutes. So now what I'm going to do is take that tiny bit and chew on it. And then I'm going to spit it out. Wait 15 minutes. If there's no itching or burning, then take the same part of the plant, a little tiny bit, chew it up and swallow it. Now you've got to wait 8 hours. And don't eat anything in that period. Just drink water. And if you wake up in the morning and there's no ill effects, then take a quarter of a cup of that same part of the plant and eat it on an empty stomach. Wait 8 hours. If there's no ill effects, then that plant's edible. If there is any ill effect, like you feel nauseated or whatever, drink lots of water and try to induce vomiting. Okay, so if I'm still alive in the morning, it's edible.
We did not have a written language, as you know, so our stories were then passed on through the song, the dance, and through our artwork, which is one of the reasons why I brought you to this site here, sitting right on the very side of the highway, 2 meters off the road, and yet we have a treasured piece of artwork sitting right here. So this man, Three Finger Man, he's known as a Mulladumban, or the clever man. Males in our tribal system, you rise from being a child to your first initiation cuts, that you're a man. Now, if you're a man that wishes to follow and become a warrior, that path is there for you. You could go into the spiritual world, well, that path is there for you, but you want to continue your knowledge on medicine, similar to what you are doing on bush foods, well, that was there available for the man as well. And those men, once they hit the peak of their studies, if you like to call it studies, they become and portrayed as a three-fingered person, a man of great knowledge. So whenever you see that person there on any art around the rainforest areas with three fingers, you'll know he's a fully initiated person. We have many more. I mean, we have birthing places, initiation places, ceremony grounds, places for where the neighbors came in, and hundreds would gather and dance around for 3 or 4 days. And this is where the plants again helped to keep the physical activities going up. We had plants that'll just keep your energy flowing for a matter of days, and plants and seeds that we'd send young warriors over the mountains to deliver messages. We give them certain nuts. If you abused them, we knew that you'd turn into a silly person. That's why laws were put on them to be ceremony use only.
May all the beings in all the worlds be happy. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy. And may the love we're sharing spread its wings, fly across the earth and bring true joy to every soul that is alive, soul that's alive. And may the blessings of your grace, my Lord, shine on everyone, and may we all see the light within, shall light within.
It's not hard to imagine how the Aboriginals lived here. What a beautiful life they would have had. Walking up one side of this creek, dipping all the flowers, drinking the nectar, hunting the turtles, and everything that this land provides. It would have been the Garden of Eden. And they would have been walking in it in harmony with nature. You know, living simply, just nomadically, very softly on the earth. What a beautiful way to be, you know, in contrast to the way that that we live in our society now and taking way more than we need from nature. It's so obvious that the way that we live now in these days is so unsustainable. We're raping the earth, that's what we're doing. We're not living in harmony. And we can still do it. We can still live in harmony with the earth in a beautiful place like this. There's still enough bush tucker. And the basic rule in walking in the way of the heart is not taking more than you need from the land. And keeping in balance and in harmony with nature. And what a beautiful place to do it. It's just so amazing here.
Through our hearts we are united as one. We are one, no, we are one.
Thank you for listening to scan.org. This and other programs can be found at nimbinradiomedia.libsyn.com. Nimbin spells as N-I-M-B-I-N, and Libsyn spells as in Liberated Syndicate. Go and check it out.
Hello, Kasumasta Suki no Bavantu. May all the beings in all the world be happy. Hello, Kasumasta Suki no Bavantu. May all the beings in all the world be happy. May the love we're sharing spread its wings, fly across the earth and bring true joy to every soul that is alive, soul that's alive. And may the blessings of your grace, my Lord, shine on everyone, and may we all see the light within, Jah light within. Jah light within, yeah, shining on within. Jah light within.